Tomatoes have to be the most popular vegetable to grow in home gardens, and a lot of Louisiana gardeners around the state have a few tomato plants producing those wonderful, flavorful, vine-ripened tomatoes that we all love so well. Now, there are a lot of fungal diseases that attack the foliage of tomatoes. Septoria leaf blight, we've got early blight, late blight, and you can use copper-based fungicides like liquid copper or copper soap to keep some of these leaf diseases under control. But there's also a fungus disease that attacks the fruit, and that's really heartbreaking. It's called buckeye rot. You'll see bruised area looking on the fruit of the tomato, sort of concentric rings like a target. These are sure signs of buckeye rot on those lowest tomatoes. Remove the infected fruit and dispose of it, and spray your plants with the fungicide chlorothalonil, and you can find it under brands like Dakinil and other brands at your local nursery or garden center. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.